You're now listening to the English news of Kang Tao Radio and Television Station. On September 28, Mr. Pham Van Hiel, standing vice secretary of the City Party Committee, chairman of the City People Council, chaired a meeting and worked with a delegation led by Mr. Bui Van That, deputy chief of the Party Central Office, to inspect the party's clerical and archival work. The City Party Committee Office and related party organizations have recently been guided and instructed by the Kang Tao City Party Committee to carefully adhere to the rules regarding the protection, administration, and security of archive documents. Application software for document management and processing is implemented securely in accordance with legislation, as is the use of information technology for clerical and archival operations. On the morning of September 29, the delegation led by Mr. Do Sung Tuyen, Deputy Minister of Health, inspected the result of the implementation of the All People Unite to Build a Cultural Life movement in Kang Tao City. Attending the meeting and working with the delegation were Mr. Nguyen Thuc Hinh, Vice Chairman of Kang Tao City People Committee. The Chairman of Kang Tao City People Committee, Mr. Zheng Wik-Jung, has just issued a document directing the supply of human resources for Vĩnh Thạnh Industrial Park, VSIP Kang Tao. The chairman directed the City Employment Service Center to update the labor recruitment in Vĩnh Thạnh Industrial Park, connect labor supply and demand information to assist workers in need to find employment, and direct the Department of Labor, War, Invalids, and Social Affairs to preside and coordinate with the pertinent agencies and units to advise the City People Committee to direct the training of human resources and skilled workers to promptly supply labor to Vĩnh Thạnh Industrial Park. Direct vocational education provider to work with VSIP Kang Tao Joint Stock Company to understand the industrial park needs for human resources so that the personnel can be trained in line with those demands and find solutions to employment issues for undergraduate and graduate students. On the morning of September 29, Kang Tao University coordinated with localities, provinces, and cities in the Mekong Delta to organize a dialogue theme, Culture, Social, Economic, and Humanities in the Mekong Delta, Features, Innovation, and Development. The delegates spoke about issues such as the Mekong Delta people and culture, as well as the region's socio-economic development, socio-economic development in harmony with culture and environment, the driving force for sustainable development, harmonizing cultural diversity, the foundation for sustainable development, Mekong Delta tourism development strategy, so on and so forth. Departments of Agriculture and Rural Development, Culture, Sports and Tourism, and the Department of Crop Production and Founding District People Committee coordinated to organize a talk on food safety in agricultural production, ecotourism development. Discussed topics include issues that need to be addressed when developing ecotourism, local policies that assist farmers in implementing safe production methods, and the promotion of agricultural tourist products. The speaker also responded to inquiries from the audience regarding the creation of planting area codes, a relationship to product output, production policies, capital sources, and ecotourism. The 2023 Lifelong Learning Week will be held from October 2nd to October 8th with the theme Building Self-Learning Capacity in the Digital Era. The chairman tasked the director of the Department of Education and Training to lead and coordinate with the heads of pertinent agencies and units to organize the beginning of the 2023 Lifelong Learning Week, ensuring practicability, saving, and efficiency. In addition, they were instructed to inspect, urge, summarize, and learn from experience to find and replicate examples of self-study and lifelong learning in the city and mobilize all resources to support students with challenging learning needs. The Department of Information and Communications Technology has just coordinated with the Vietnam Information Technology Association to publish the report on the Readiness Index for the Development and Application of Information and Technology in Vietnam 2022. Accordingly, Da Nang continues to top the rankings. Cần Thơ, Quảng Ninh, Thừa Thiên Huế, Bắc Giang, in that order, are ranked next. The yearly ICT Index study offers evaluation and rankings on the state of readiness for the advancements and use of information and communication technology. The rankings are based on information gathered from economic organizations, firms, banks, ministries, ministerial-level agencies, government agencies, and provinces, cities under the central government. On the morning of September 29, Cần Thơ Medical College held the opening ceremony for the 2023-2024 school year. Cần Thơ Medical College now has 1,334 new students in the current academic year, raising the total to almost 4,000. Assessment indicate that the training quality of the institution is constantly improving. Last year, the school accepted 13 grassroots scientific research topics, 9 improvement initiatives, 15 textbooks, and published 6 scientific articles. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.